Welcome to Arbitrary Advice. Here is your host, B.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Arbitrary Advice. It's your girl, B. Today, I'm gonna start by saying, you've waited long enough. Because I realized that last episode I told you I was gonna tell you some of my favorite unique, funny, not sure if they're real DoorDash names that I liked from this past year. Because whenever I get a DoorDash order and I like the name of the Dasher, I screenshot it. So I'm gonna get into that list first, and then we're gonna get into the Valentine's portion. Or I'm gonna call it the date night portion, but I'll explain that in a minute. So I need somebody that has worked for DoorDash or is on the inside to tell me whether or not people's names are actually their names. Because my theory is you can put a fake name if you want, but you don't have to. But let me just give you the list of my favorite names. And you can let me know which one was your favorite. Pernell. Merle, like Earl, but with an M. Johandry. I don't know if I'm saying these right. Nikolaus. It's not Nicholas. Nikolaus. Yaw. Yeah, you heard me right. Yaw. Y-A-W. Shaheem. It might be Shaheim. I don't know. I just like the name. Alfred. Alfred is generational, okay? Like, you could have somebody named Alfred that's 80. You could have somebody named Alfred that's 2, in my opinion. I think it... What am I trying to say? It's like it goes through generations. What is the word that I'm looking for? I don't know. Timeless? It's timeless. Alfred. Shakira. I wish it was the real Shakira. I mean, this might be a real Shakira, but like I wish it was like actually the singer Shakira, you know what I mean? So, those were my favorites. I think my favorite one of all was Y'all, because it's simple, sounds southern, and I just have like a draw, like I draw to southern draw. I'm drawn to like southern things. You get what I'm saying. Okay, I like the name Y'all. Okay, so that was the DoorDash portion. That was the video that I promised you I would have up and just never did it. And I forgot, and then I remembered, so I deliver, just I might not deliver like Domino's, I deliver a little late. It's fine. So, the original plan for this episode was to be released around Valentine's Day. Now, I had some things come up that made that not possible. So, I don't want to skip what I have planned for this episode. So, I'm going to say this is a late Valentine's or date night podcast. Because I'm not only going to tell you my first kiss story and the people who wrote in, but also like some bad date stories. I'm still gonna read those because it's still love related and I love love, if you don't know. So we're kicking off March with a bang, ending February with a bang, still talking about love, okay? So just deal with it, all right? So we're gonna talk about that and then I'm gonna talk about the advice portion is going to be about my favorite perfume to wear and that I think every girl should have because it just smells amazing. And then I'm also going to give you some funny advice too. And then I have so this is gonna sound boring, but I promise it's not, okay? It's like investigative. But I'm gonna give you some safety tips, some online safety tips, and that sounds super lame, but I promise if you stick around, it's not as lame as it sounds, okay? But I don't wanna like just read you my whole episode. Also, I don't script these episodes, I write down bullet points. You guys know me by now, you know how this works. So, hopefully you can hear me okay. So, I had 3 people write in. One wrote in for the first kiss story, and all 3 responded to the worst date stories. So first I'm gonna tell you, we'll go through the first kiss. So my first kiss ever I wouldn't say it was like super memorable in the sense that it wasn't like bad. But it also wasn't like this amazing romantic story. But I'll still tell you. From what I remember, I was 15. It was my first boyfriend. We went to a high school football game, which my husband and I were just joking about people that go to high school football games. We went to a high school football game. He brought me home. I think we might have hung out at my house with my parents. And then I walked him out to his car, which just honestly makes it sound like I did a lot of the work. And I don't know, he kissed me, but it wasn't anything like special. And then my first kiss with my husband, we have a debate going on about where and when our first kiss happened. So, don't feel bad if you don't remember your first kiss with your spouse, because we both have different vivid memories, okay? So I'm gonna tell you what I remember his account being, and then I'm gonna tell you what I remember my account being. Now, I might get his wrong, and I might have to like edit this in the next episode. I might have to come in with an update or get him to come on and tell you. But I'm pretty sure he thinks our first kiss was in his truck after our first date. And I'm here to tell you that I'm pretty sure our first kiss was in his parents' car after our first date, because I'm telling you, I have vivid memory of him picking me up in his parents' bigger, larger SUV for that date specifically. I mean, I could be wrong, but yeah. And you know what also makes me feel bad, since we're just like having confessions here? Oh, but so to get into the kiss though, before I get into that, it was sweet. I just remember like the day ended, we were saying goodbye, and like we kissed. It was nice. I remember it being nice. So yeah. But nothing like crazy magical, like, you know, we weren't like off in like fairy tale land. But also, if we're making confessions, I remember what I was wearing on our first date, but I don't remember what he was wearing. And I feel like that kind of means that I'm like a little bit self-absorbed because you could pay me $1 billion to tell you what he wore on our first date and you would be rich, because I'm not getting that right. I feel so bad about it. Like, why do I remember what I was wearing and not him? Was it because I was like, I honestly think it's because the shirt that I was wearing on our first date was this cute, like, I'll probably try to remember. If I remember, I'll post it, like, a picture right here. But it was a shirt that, like, the material made me sweat. And I thought the shirt was pretty, but, like, I was so nervous about it making me sweat. So I think that's why I like committed it to memory. I don't remember like what shoes I was wearing, but I remember vividly the shirt, the jacket, and the pants that I was wearing. So, yikes. But it was memorable. Our first date was cute. He like, oh, okay. I will talk about our first date because that was cute. So he took me to Cinema Cafe, which, if you guys don't know what that is, it's a movie theater that has like reclining seats and you can order like food, not just like, I mean, a lot of theaters now you can order food, but like they have like a pretty big menu. And he ordered food and I was like, oh, I'm not hungry, because so if you know me at all, see, we're gonna get kind of deep right here, okay? You're learning things about me. I get very nervous to eat around new people. Like, I have to be very comfortable around you to feel comfortable eating. Otherwise, like, I genuinely will be like, I'm not hungry. Like, because I have so many like dietary restrictions, and even when I didn't have as many dietary restrictions, because my stomach has gotten worse since I was like 17 when we started dating, it's not even just the dietary restrictions, it's just like my stomach just hurts when I eat a lot. Like, I don't know what it is. I've been told I have IBS, rumor has it. So I just get nervous to eat around people because I'm like, I don't know what my stomach's gonna do. And then, like, how do I exit a situation? Like, I don't like going into any situations I don't know the outcome. And so, if I'm not comfortable with you, I might not eat around you. Not because you're not like a great person, like, you might be the nicest person ever, but like, we just aren't that tight yet. And if that's the case, I'm going to be scared to tell you that, like, I have to run and go number two. Or I might be scared that I'm going to throw up, one of the two. Because sometimes I do throw up after eating. Trigger warning. In post. I don't remember what we called that last time. Like, the whole, like, sorry in advance, like, sorry in post. I don't remember. Maybe that's just sorry. I think that this is, like, the same exact conversation we had that one time. But anyways. Tangent Island. Our first day was really cute. We went to see the Jungle Book, and he ordered food, and I was like, oh, I don't want anything, and he was like, you have to get something, and we had, like, a little bit of argument about it, and I was like, okay, I'll get ice cream. Y'all, I'm lactose intolerant, so the whole being scared to eat in front of him flew out the window. So I got ice cream, but I was still, like, kind of hungry because I was scared to eat it because lactose intolerant. Don't know why I decided to get ice cream. So he got fries, and I ended up taking some of his fries, so I... First impression for me, not that I hadn't met him before because I had, like, we had talked and stuff before, but, like, first impression on a date, like, as a potential boyfriend was, oh, this man is willing to share his fries with me. Like, I committed that to memory because if you're willing to share your food with me, then, like, we're meant to be, okay? Whether it's as friends, family, soulmates like he is. Or whatever. So that was our date. And then we left and he took me home and that's when we kissed. However, sorry, I am recording this kind of late at night. I feel like we're, like, on a sleepover. Can we talk about that? Like, you guys might not have that feeling right now because I don't know when you're listening to this. You might be listening to this in the morning. Like, oh my gosh. But I feel like we're having a sleepover. Like, I feel like I'm up, like, talking to my friends, like, trying to be quiet because my husband's, like, probably asleep. But yeah, that was our first date slash first kiss, although we both have different memories of it, so I might have to get him to come on and we can argue about our memories of our first kiss, if you care that much. I'm not sure if you guys are gonna care. So, the write-ins on my show are always and forever. Well, I don't wanna, like, say that and then for some reason, some circumstance, it's not, but I plan on making them as of right now. Today, February 29th, 2024. I plan on only having anonymous write-ins because I feel like it brings the pressure off and people are more willing to write in if they're left anonymous. So, my write-ins are anonymous. I have no idea who wrote this in. One of the write-ins, I will admit, I do know based on the story, but I'm still not gonna, like, rat this person out because I'm very grateful to the three people who wrote in. You guys are my new besties. So, describe your first kiss. I said, I love love and want to hear all about how cute or awkward it was. And I still want you guys to write in. Like, you guys can still, like, DM me on Instagram or TikTok or whatever and, like, tell me your first kiss story because I genuinely just love love. So, this person said, it was my girlfriend, in quotes. We dated for 2 weeks and we were watching Tommy Boy in my parents' basement. Iconic. And also in the basement, ooh, you had, like, potential makeout. Potential. Makeout potential. Hello. The hand holding led to my arm around her, and then we were kissing. I like this story. It was weird. Oh. And now I can't watch Tommy Boy without thinking about it, which is a shame because that's a great movie. That did not have the ending I thought it was gonna have. Aw, that's kind of sad. It's like you attach things to memories. I attach things to smells. I know a lot of people do that, but, like, I hardcore attach things to smells. So, like, there are certain smells that, like, I attach to, like, I'm so sorry. There are certain smells that I attach to, like, memories, and some of them are good and some of them are, like, mm-mm, no. Mm-mm. Like, Old Spice reminds me of my grandpa and makes me want to cry, but, like, in a good way, but also in, like, a sad way. So anyways, that was a good story. Thank you for writing it. Okay, so then my next write-in, like, section was, tell me about your worst date. I want to hear all the bad date stories. I'll be sharing some of my own. So, I would like to start off by saying that my crazy date stories are not as bad as some of the ones that I've seen. Mine, I realized when I was, like, thinking about, like, prompts for people to write in on, that I'm more interested in other people's stories because my dating life ended in high school. Like, I dated a few guys in high school and then started dating my husband and then dated him ever since. So I never got the dating around experience because I didn't really date around in high school. Like, I had a few guys that I talked to, but I didn't like I didn't have like Tinder and I wasn't like going on dates and stuff because I was like pretty, I was 17 when I met my husband. So it can happen to those who may be trying to figure out whether or not they're gonna last. It might, you never know. You just gotta put work in because it's not easy. Not to like make it sound like a bad thing. Like, you just have to like work for your love. You know what I mean? If it's good, you can fight for it. Okay. And not like fight with each other, fight with the problem. You see what I mean? Like, fight with each other in the sense that it's you two against the problem. You know what I mean? Anyways, so tell me about your worst date. I want to hear all the bad date stories. So for me, I think the first one that pops into my mind is I went with a date to a school dance that wasn't my school dance, it was his. And my parents very kindly gave us a gift to a very fancy restaurant, especially for teenagers to be at. And we get there, and I'm anxious as mess. I'm talking, again, I don't like to eat in front of people. I get there, I'm so anxious, and he's not helping. Like, I guess he was anxious too, but he was, like, taking it out on me, and I, like, couldn't handle it. So, like, I was going back and forth to the bathroom. Going back and forth to the bathroom. Like, I was going to the bathroom. You feel what I'm saying? Like, do you get what I'm saying? So, tummy's upset. I'm anxious. I'm so scared to go to this school dance because it was my first school dance I ever went to, and I didn't like realize how chill they actually were. Like, it really wasn't as scary as I thought it was gonna be. And so like that's happening. I'm like calling my mom in the bathroom, like, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out because like my stomach's upset, and like I was on my period. The worst things always happen when you're on your period. It's always like a triple whammy, and the period is always one of them when you're a girl. So like that was going on, and then I get back to the table, and like he's complaining about X, Y, and Z, and he's like, for your school dance, like when, like next year when it's your turn, he's like, can we just go to McDonald's because like this place is like too fancy for me. And I'm like, my parents paid for this, so why are you complaining? Like, it's a really nice place. Like, he just like ruined everything for me. So that was just like the worst. And then like I thought about this later, and I was like, and then we get to the dance, and again I'm having to go back and forth to the bathroom because I'm on my period. And back then, and even now, honestly, full disclosure, this is like TMI. I wear pads. I don't use tampons. I have my reasons. Don't judge me too hard. I have friends that judge me for it. As long as you change them often, it's not a sanitary hygienic issue, okay? So if you're a team, pads only, I'm here for you. No shame to the tampon girlies. I can't do it. I have my reasons. I won't get into that because that is way too TMI. So I'm going back and forth to the bathroom, and I, you know, at this point I'm like pretty innocent, and we're like dancing or whatever, and he tells me, oh, like they're starting to do not like a mosh pit, but like everybody was like, I don't remember what the word was that he used, but I don't know if he said they're starting to rave, or I don't know what he said, but basically everybody was coming together and jumping up and down like really close together. So he pulled me with, I think you know where this is going. He pulled me with my back up against him so that I could feel him jumping up and down with me. Are you catching my drift? And for me, I was like very innocent and like kind of mortified that this was happening at a school dance, and I could feel him in my back. You get what I'm saying? You're not stupid. You get what I'm saying? So that was like mortifying for me because I felt very violated. And, like, the night was already shitty because he already had, like, made the night shitty, and then it just got shittier, and then, yeah. Yeah, that was a whole thing. I'm not even gonna get into more details because it's just, like, it's too much. Other worst dates. I wouldn't say these were, like, bad dates, but I went on a couple dates where I had a friend come with me because I was scared to, like, go by myself, which... they weren't bad, but, like, it was kind of awkward. Honestly, probably for the guy. more so than for me, because I felt safe with my friend there. Shout out to Ava, who went on a couple dates with me. Yeah, but that one date for that school dance was the one that comes to mind when I think of the worst date that I've been on. I could probably think of more later, but that's the one that, like, I wanted to share now. If I think of more later, then we can talk about that later. So, this person said, LOL girl. I love the beginning. LOL girl. I went on a date with a guy who had so many DUIs that he needed a breathalyzer to not only start his truck, but to keep the truck moving. Oh no. I was like, oh, I can fix him. LOL. I had to drive to our first date because if he had a drink, he couldn't drive. Yeah. That's tough. Also, like, I'm always amazed by the breathalyzer thing to, like, allow you to start your car. Like, if I use mouthwash, am I not gonna be able to drive my car? Yeah, that's terrible. And also the, oh, I can fix him, that is so relatable because I thought that about my high school boyfriend. Like, I was like, oh, I can fix him. Like, it's fine. It wasn't fine. It was a very toxic relationship. And honestly, yeah, that's relatable. Not the DUI thing because we were in high school, but, like, the I can fix him thing, very relatable. Okay. So this person said, this actually happened this past summer and I'm 30. So that means that you've probably been on a lot of dates, and if this was the worst one, then these people need to grow up. Not the person writing in, but the person you dated. Okay. That's like my first like reaction to this. So it says, I was talking to this girl who lived about 2 hours away. We had been talking for 2 weeks, had a ton in common, and she seemed great. It always starts out that way, doesn't it? Like, it always starts out like, oh, we're perfect for each other. And then it's like, but there's always a but. I planned a whole day starting with a local baseball game and ending with a visit to the botanical garden. All stuff I knew she liked. Honestly, this sounds like a perfect date to me. I don't always love baseball games, but if it's a team that I like, I'll go. And Botanical Garden, I love the Botanical Garden. Actually, my husband proposed to me in a Botanical Garden. That's how much I love Botanical Gardens, okay? So this sounds amazing to me. I got to the baseball game and could immediately tell she wasn't into me. She spent the whole time texting on her phone, saying it was a work thing, then made up an excuse to leave after the game. Mind you, I drove her, so I had a horrible time, paid for the whole thing, and then had the two-hour drive home to feel shitty about it. Hashtag I hate dating. Honestly, this makes me really sad because even if, first of all, I would not agree to go on a date with somebody that I wasn't into because that's just leading somebody on. So I'm sorry for the fact that women can be very bad at doing that. Like, I know women always complain about men, like, oh, he led me on, oh, he strung me along, oh, blah, 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 blah. But women are guilty of it too. So I apologize on women, shitty women's behalf. Spent the whole time texting on her phone saying it was a work thing, then made up an excuse to leave after the game. Now, I will say this. I'm gonna play a little bit of devil's advocate, only simply because I am very, personally, very bad about being on my phone when I'm nervous. I use my phone as a security blanket. However, I don't think I would lie and say that it was a work thing. I think I would have said, hey, I'm kind of nervous. And I probably would have just admitted that I was nervous, honestly. And I would have stuck out the date. That's what bothers me, is that she immediately was like, not into it, was on her phone, and then made up an excuse to leave. So that's like kind of, that's messed up, and I'm sorry. Mind you, I drove to her, so I had a horrible time, paid for the whole thing, and then had a 2-hour drive home to feel shitty about it. That's the worst part, is, like, the after. Like, even if it's not, like, just dates, like, even just any social thing. Like, even if I go on, like, a date with my friends, and even if it's not bad, okay? Like, just having a social battery is so draining afterwards. And, like, for me, and I don't know if you can relate to this, but for me, anytime I go through any social anything, I spend, like, an entire day thinking about everything I could've, should've, would've said, or did, and I rethink what I did say or do, and I'm like, I could've done so much better in this social situation. Like, I don't know, I'm just very... I overthink things so much, so I'm sorry that this happened to you. I hate that dating has been bad for you, because dating can be really fun. I just think you need to find somebody that's not rude. Like, honestly, this girl is not for you, because she shouldn't have treated you like that. So. Next and final story. It says, my boyfriend at the time planned and invited me out on a fancy date for us. Fancy is in quotes. He made reservations at a nice rooftop restaurant and had us dress up nice. Let me just say, I don't think I've ever eaten at a rooftop restaurant, and that just seems like just awesome to me. Like, I would love to eat at a rooftop restaurant. Like, I think that's, like, the coolest thing you could do. One of the coolest things you could do. And had us dress up nice. He watched a hockey game the entire time and barely spoke to me. Ordered an expensive meal and added extras to his dish. Ordered us dessert. When the check came, he handed it to me. Okay, first of all, sometimes I understand when people go Dutch on a date. Like, you each pay for yourselves. However, that has to be discussed beforehand. If you did not discuss it beforehand, I am going to assume as the girl. Well, I guess I can't assume that this is a girl. I'm going to assume if you ask me out, you're paying. Unless we talk about, like, beforehand. Who, like, oh, you're gonna pay for yourself. You know what I mean? So, made reservations at a nice rooftop restaurant. See, every single story... Every single one, except for the one, this girl, the first one was honest right away and said, I went on a date with a guy who had so many DUIs, blah, 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 blah. That was, like, honest immediately. Or, like, didn't give me the good beforehand. But every story has, like, it seems fine, it seems innocent, and then it's, like, oh, no. So... Invited me out on a fancy date. I really do think, like, I would have been like, props to you for this rooftop experience. Like, wow. And then I would have been upset about the whole hockey game the entire time, barely spoke to me. Like, why even plan a date if you're gonna be a dick? Like, why even plan a date if you're just not even gonna like talk about anything? Like, if you're not gonna pay me the time of day or talk about, like, us, especially if it's like a intimate situation, like, that's like an intimate dinner, so you shouldn't be having small talk at an intimate dinner. I mean, you can, but like, I'd be talking about, like, because this person said my boyfriend, so like, you're together, and I just feel like if you're gonna go through the struggle of planning this nice date and like dressing up, you should have things to talk about. Have things on deck to talk about, okay? And also, make eye contact and don't watch a hockey game the entire time. And also, actually, I kind of have an experience similar to this. I went on a date one time, and I'm not gonna, like, call these people out. But I went out with some people one time, and, like, the people were, like, staring at a TV the whole time. I don't even know what they were watching, but because it was like behind me and said person was watching it the whole time and not talking to me. So I kind of can relate to this, except I wasn't dating this person. It was like a friend, friend situation. Acquaintance situation. You ever get roped into doing things socially that you don't want to do? I do that a lot because my social battery is very low already. But yeah, watch the hug game the entire time. Bear spoke to me. That's just freaking rude, okay? And then handing the check to me, like, I'd be like, at least pay for yourself. Like, fine, if you want me to pay for myself, I think it should be discussed beforehand, in my personal opinion. But I also understand if, like, there's, like, a way to go about it if you want me to pay and, like, didn't tell me beforehand. Like, you could just be like, hey, listen, paycheck hasn't hit yet. Like, I'm gonna be real honest. I planned this, not realizing that my bills would come out, and, or, like, whatever happened. I'm just, like, making up a scenario. And so, would you mind paying for yourself this time, and, like, next time, like, I'll get you, or, you know, or, like I said, beforehand, be like, look, I want to take you out on this nice date, but, you know, I can't really afford it. Would you be willing to pay for yourself to, like, do this experience with me? And then when we get there, I would be involved in the date with you. So, that's pretty crappy that that happened. All right, so speaking of dates, I wanted to give two pieces of advice. Number one, I think every girl should have the Viva La Juicy Noir perfume. So I bought this perfume for one of my best friends for her wedding, but I gave it to her at her bridal shower. And I was so jealous because I like sprayed it and smelled it. Excuse me, at the store, and I wanted it, but I think what I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, at the time that I bought it, there was like one left, and I was like, well, I have to give it to her because, like, I'm buying a gift for her, and I made her like a little basket. But anyways, Viva La Juicy Noir perfume. I wear it every day. I'm almost out, and I just bought it like a month or two ago, so I'm gonna have to buy stock in Viva La Juicy Noir perfume because I just love it. So girl to girl, go get that perfume. Spray it in your hair so you leave the smell on his pillows. That's just another tip I just thought of right now. Okay, so this is funny advice. If you're a gassy queen, they sell fart underwear. Yes, you heard me, fart filtering underwear. I did not know that this was a thing. I looked it up one time because I was talking to my stepdad about this, and I was like, you know, I wonder if they make like charcoal underwear that like filters out like the smell of farts, you know, because like honestly that would be helpful for some people, because like some people smell like something crawled up them and died. And I looked it up, and do you guys want to know what the brand of this underwear is called? I'm gonna like put a picture right here if I remember. It's called Toodles. They have Toodles fart underwear. Isn't that so funny? I think that's so funny. And like low key, I kind of want to experiment with it, but like obviously I'm not going to post like the actual experimentation process, but I might, if I do end up buying it, I will let you know, because honestly, this could change the game for people that get nervous. Cause like, honestly, I get nervous farts sometimes. Like we are getting close today. We get close a lot on this show, but I'm telling you, like, for underwear, Toodles, check it out. If I check it out, I'll let you know. I'll, like, try to, maybe, ooh, I wonder if a good experiment would be to buy it and then buy the fart spray that smells really bad. I don't know if you've ever smelled the fart spray, but it's bad. It makes you gag. I wonder if you could, like, somehow place it on, like, something, like a punching bag. Like, I have a punching bag, that's why I said that. Or place it on like something that would hold its shape, because like, you know, when you wear underwear, it's like held to your body, so it's like contained. I wonder if you could place it on something that's like makes it contained, like a big bowl or like a big, like a bucket or something, and then spray the fart spray through it and see how much of it you can smell. But this also is not a very, like, this is not a scientific experiment, because I understand that there's a lot of variables there. Like, what if I have a good sense of smell and somebody else doesn't? Like, you're just gonna have to, like, judge for yourself. So, based on my judgment, I might try to figure out how to test out that underwear, because I think that would be, like, so funny. And that is an experiment we could share, because I wouldn't have to actually fart, you know? And fart spray smells, like, real bad. Okay. So, that was my This ends the date night portion. Valentine's date night write-in portion of this episode. Sorry, I just got a skip bow notification. I like the game skip bow, but we'll talk about that another time. So, I'm about to share two real-life tips on how to stay safe on the internet. And I know what you're thinking, oh, this is going to be boring, but I promise you it's not, because my friends call me a PI. I'm not actually a PI. Do not get it twisted. But I have found out some things. So, first tip, and it's something that you really do need to know. If you have a public account, meaning a social media with people that you are not close to, you don't know, they don't know where you live, you don't want them to know where you live, there are two ways to protect yourself. The first is, do not post pictures. Like, when you buy, like, a lot of people do this when they buy their first house. A lot of people post a picture holding their keys, right? It is so easy for somebody to, especially if you post a picture up close with your keys, it is so easy for somebody to scale that picture with like a quarter or something, replicate the key, and break into your house. Don't do it. If you're gonna post a picture, hold the part of the key that has the ridges so they can't break into your house, because, you know, the round part of your key doesn't matter. So, protect yourself. Secondly, and this one is the investigative, the more investigative thing. Because, I mean, yes, scaling the picture, and you'd go through a lot of effort, but, I mean, if somebody really wants to break into your house, they're gonna. So, I mean, obviously, some people might not go through. I understand people might not be have, like, manners enough to at least use a key. They might just literally break in. However, wouldn't you be a little less alert if somebody was opening it with a key? You're gonna think that's somebody you know. Anyways, so don't post a picture of your keys. Also, do not post a picture of your house that is, like, identifiable to your house. Meaning, if you buy a new house, do not post a picture zoomed out at all. And I honestly wouldn't post too many pictures of the interior either, but more specifically, do not post a picture of the exterior far away from your house. And the reason I say this is because, y'all, I am so sorry. This sleepover, I'm gonna be the first one to fall asleep on sleepover, okay? I was when I was little, and it's still true to this day, except when it's me and my husband. Every night, he falls asleep before me, and that's a whole thing. Don't post a picture of your house zoomed out, because it is so easy to screenshot it and search it in Google Lens. And guess what? If they happen to know what city you live in, or even state sometimes, they can find your exact address. So, if you don't want to be found, don't make yourself findable, searchable, whatever. Don't do it. I want you to be safe. So if you're going to post a picture, maybe post a picture close up with your door without the number in it. If you have like a your address number by your door, don't post that, obviously, duh. Post a picture that looks like it's just you and, like this. Like, okay, my wall's yellow, but, like, pretend this was brick and, like, that's the outside window. Like, you see what I mean? Like, you can't really, there's a lot of, like, houses with bricks, or a door that's yellow, or a door that's white, or a door that's whatever. Like, you can't identify it based on that. But if I were to zoom out and show you the entire profile of my house, yeah, you're gonna be able to search that pretty easy. So be safe. You know, a lot of people, this might be like common sense for some people, but honestly, I had never thought about it until it was pointed out to me one time. I didn't post a picture of my house because I just personally, I think I have one picture of like my whole house. Like, I just don't take pictures of my house. And I don't remember who, like, I think I saw this on TikTok, I really do. I think it was, like, a cop or something on TikTok, but, or maybe a lawyer. I'm not really sure who it was. But somebody pointed out, and I wanted to pass the info along because I tried it out. Somebody that I know posted picture of their house, and I tried to see if I could search it, and guess what? I did, and I found it, so be careful. But yeah, all my friends at work and some of my friends outside of work call me PI or FBI investigator, because I'm not one, just to be clear. I'm neither one of those things. However, I'm very good at finding things, so be careful. Also, what am I trying to say? That's really all I had planned. I'm starting to get very tired. I'm starting to yawn a lot, so I'm not going to drone on any longer. This episode's kind of long because I had a lot to say. I missed you guys. I really love you. If I could podcast every day, I would, and just talk to you guys all the time. Also, I'm pretty excited. Follow my TikTok. It's Arbitrary Advice Po, because I couldn't. It wasn't long enough to fit pod. I will be posting a video I'm pretty excited about. I ordered something from a small business, and I'm going to be posting on, I honestly think I might post it on Instagram too. So follow my Instagram, Arbitrary Advice, no capital symbols or spaces. I want to post like a unboxing of that, excuse me, of that order, because I'm super excited about it. So that'll be coming up soon. In other news, I got rid of my outro music. I don't know if I mentioned this on my last episode, but I decided no more outro music. I don't want to make you listen to the same music twice. I really still like my intro. I think it sounds really cool, like Kung Fu Panda. I really feel like I've said this before, but I got rid of my outro music. And then also, I'm going to promo a new-ish show to the Titan Media Collective. New in the sense that I have not shared their promo yet. I think I might have talked about them on Instagram. Like, I think I might have shared some of their posts on Instagram, but I haven't promoted them in an episode yet. So check out Shaping Identity. I'm gonna put their promo in here, and you know, I might promo Two Beards Please too, because y'all know I love them. Also stay tuned, because I probably will be having a collab with Two Beards Please in the next few months. So I will keep you updated on that if it happens. Hopefully it does, because I really love them. Yeah. So, I love you guys. I'm proud of you. Well, I guess I should say it how I normally say it. If no one told you today, I love you, I'm proud of you, and you're crushing it. And I will see you guys next time.
I even remember this one time. I have these vivid memories in the form of flashes. You are a monster to yourself.
I would just black out. And it was so embarrassing.
You're trash, and you're always going to be trash. And just because of that, she threatened to kill him. She just screamed how it was his fault. Everything was his fault.
The Shaping Identity podcast is for lived experiences with mental illness, addictions, and the road to recovery. I'm hoping to make an impact by sharing stories, information, resources, tips, tricks, everything.
I honestly feel like I'm going crazy. I don't know what to do anymore. There has to be more. It has to be better. This can't be my life. This can't be it. I know what I'm doing is wrong. I can never take it back. I never thought I could find so many like-minded people. I found my people. I found my community. I feel like I belong. I feel like I'm finally on the right path. It won't be pretty. It won't be easy to hear or easy to explain, but it's the way recovery is.
Are you ready for some vulnerability? I've got it for you here on Shaping Identity.
Hi, I'm Nate.
And I'm Andrew.
And we are the hosts of Two Beards Please podcast.
I asked him if he'd ever done this before. He said that he had.
So you're asking these questions while you're on the operating table?
Just before we start, right.
So you didn't think to ask these questions like in a consultation visit
or something?
I really
didn't care.
I
just wanted
lines?
To prolong the hot knife cauterization as long as I could.
I also had some adults come to my door, not with kids.
Did you give them candy?
I did.
What's wrong with you?
What's
they deserve apples.
It's my favorite comedy movie that I could think of in 4 hours when some idiot says, what's your favorite four comedy movies of all time? Okay. This beer is based on a limited amount of time, and I only had 2 beers.
Laugh with us or laugh at us. Either way, you're laughing, and we're responsible.
Find all of the links to our social media as well as major listening platforms on our website, twobeardsplease.com.